Radio Prague News.
The Social Democrats have triumphed in the Senate elections and will enjoy a majority in the upper house. The Prime Minister reacted on Saturday by saying the government would be willing to negotiate on key reforms with the opposition party. And dozens of police officers on Saturday resumed their search for a 9-year-old girl who went missing 10 days ago in Prague's Troja district. The opposition Social Democrats have triumphed in the Senate elections, winning a majority in the upper house of parliament. On Saturday, 12 of the party's candidates out of 22 in the running clinched seats, bringing the party's total in the 81-member Senate to 41. It is the first time the party will have a majority in the upper house and represents potential complications for the center-right government. The Social Democrats will now be able to slow down, although not overturn, economic reforms and other measures planned by the coalition. In the runoffs for 27 of the upper house's 81 seats, the coalition Civic Democrats won 8 contests on Saturday, Topo 9 won, and newcomers Public Affairs none. Additional Senate seats were clinched by the Christian Democrats and independent or regional party candidates. Voter turnout in the second round was considerably lower than in the first. Less than 25% of voters took part in the runoffs. Prime Minister Petr Nečas reacted to the Senate election results on Saturday, in which the coalition parties lost the majority, by saying that the government is ready to negotiate key reforms with the opposition Social Democrats. But he warned that it was up to the leftist party to use its new position in the Senate positively and not create, he said, a standoff between the houses of parliament. Regarding his own party, the Prime Minister said the Civic Democrats' clinching of 8 mandates was realistic. The winners of the Senate elections, meanwhile, the Social Democrats said on Saturday in their own press conference that the election results represented change in the Senate. Acting leader Bohuslav Sobotka said that his party would not back unfair reforms. Dozens of police officers resumed on Saturday the search for 9-year-old Anna Janatkova, 10 days after the child disappeared in the Prague district of Troja on her way home from school. Special units, including the military police, are being aided by firefighter teams descending into difficult-to-access areas, including wells, a police spokeswoman said. Earlier this week, the police had announced a breakthrough in the case, charging a 41-year-old suspect on the basis of forensic tests. Traces of his DNA were found on items belonging to the missing girl. But the suspect was released on Friday after a court rejected a police request that he be remanded in custody. Saturday's Mlada Frontadnes writes that the police were caught off guard by the decision and failed to prepare surveillance. According to the Daily, the suspect has not been seen since his release. In sport, Czech defenseman Roman Polak scored for the St. Louis Blues in their NHL game on Friday against Chicago. The game was tied at 2 apiece in the third period when he rifled a shot past goalie Marty Turco, who was reportedly screened. The Blues won by a final score of 4-2. In another game on Friday, Czech defenseman Jan Hejda scored his first goal of the season for Colorado, although his team was overrun 6-2 by the Calgary Flames. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's the end of the news.